Well, this is the first Anarchist Book Fair, I think, that's been held in Dublin, and there's 16 stalls at it. I think about six of those are bookshops or book distribution services. We'll see how it goes early on today. And we're also doing meetings and workshops every day as well. There's stuff on Shout to Sea, anti-war, there's a union meeting, one on republicanism, anarchism, one on Iceland, and the other ones I can remember.
And you're expecting a lot of people?
Well, hard to know, thousands or ten or something like that, somewhere in between. Yeah, no, we did about 120 last night, so I think that's probably a good sign. It should be good here. Like maybe you didn't stay up until in the morning.
A lot of people believe anarchists are against the organisation, but how much organisation work have you put into getting this book fair together?
There's an expression that I've heard before, which is working flat out, and we've been working flat out to organise this, so that's really what it is. So basically I do a day job in which I'm trapped in a corporate environment, and then I come home at night and spend about 3 hours every night sending out press releases, phoning people up, making sure rooms are booked, coming up here and meeting people, making sure that the hall is the way it is, and that, you know, it doesn't clash with, you know, some acrobatic circus that need to practice here during the day. And then we try and work in the communities to make sure that they know about it, and then it just takes a huge amount of coordination, even the simplest thing. So that's what we do. We do a lot of organisation. So I always remember the Circle Day, because it is anarchism, but the circle is actually O for organisation, and that comes from Paris, 68. Let's hope we can organise something that comes close to that one of these days.
So you're running the stall here at the book fair, tell me a bit about it.
Well, this basically is a collection of anarchist books, books that have very basic, simple introduction to what anarchism is, and sort of more thought out ideas then from people, stuff by Noam Chomsky and various different anarchist thinkers, stuff on anarchist education ideas, various different, and a load of pamphlets on stuff, different stuff to do with anarchist political ideas. So, I mean, it's basically ideas that you won't find in your normal mainstream bookshop, but they're here now, and they're dangerous ideas. Get them here.
So you travel down from the north for the book fair. Tell us a bit about your stuff.
Right, this is some stuff I'm organised here. It's basically a Just Books stall. We've been running, well, Just Books goes back to 1978 when it opened the premises in Smithfield in Belfast. Closed down in the mid-90s, but we've been running stalls for years. We've had regular stalls at May Day events in Belfast and at various other events, and we're sort of working towards getting a sort of online shop and at some stage of premises sorted out in the future.
Here we go. Can you tell me a bit about your stall?
Alright, well, our stall here today is for the Shell to Sea campaign, which was kind of brought to the attention of the mainstream media last year with the jailing of the Rochford Five. And even though the five were secured a temporary release in October, the campaign is still going strong. Campaign is less about the imprisonment of the five men and more about stopping the building of the onshore pipeline and renegotiating the deal so that it's to the advantage of the working class people of Ireland.
So what brings Shell to Sea to a specifically anarchist event like this?
Well, I think it's safe to say there's a fairly strong anarchist involvement in Shell to Sea, both in terms of the makeup of the people involved in the Rossport Solidarity Camp and in terms of people who are involved in the Dublin Shell to Sea and the Cork Shell to Sea especially, to be quite a strong involvement by the WSM and by various maybe unaligned libertarians. I think it's a perfect place for us to be, really, and it's something we want to maximise libertarian involvement in the campaign. because we feel it's an important campaign for anarchists to be involved in, due to the nature of it, that it's a real working class struggle against the imposition of dangerous developments and economically damaging developments on working class people.
Member of Anarchist Youth here. Tell me a bit about Anarchist Youth's involvement in the book fair.
Well, we organised an anti-war workshop about organising something for March 18th, the upcoming protest, and talked about continuing anti-war activism in the country.
Are there a lot of young anarchists around at the moment? Do you think like anarchism is an idea that young people are getting into?
Well, yeah, like we have about 25 members in the Anarchist Youth Collective now, which is surprising. So yeah, I think so, definitely. But and I think something like Anarchist Youth, it's a nice link between kind of older and younger generations, where sometimes there can be slight elements of intimidation.
Why did you come to the book fair today?
I just wanted to have a look, see all the good books, maybe get a couple of DVDs and stuff. Some very interesting leftist books. So it's good to see so many people come together and just having a laugh and learning more about, I don't know, other movements and actions and stuff, and just good.
So why did you choose the Liberties as the location for the Anarchist Book Fair?
Oh, one of the interesting things about this bit of the city, it's got a very long radical history, going back hundreds of years. It's been the centre of a lot of, well, particularly the 1803 rebellion, Robert Emmet's rebellion, which started just down the road. And it's also been a centre of migration into the city over the years. You've had waves of migrants coming from France about in the 1700s, from Britain, all the sort of different areas here. So that's part of the reason. The actual centre here is also a very good resource as well. It's one of the best ones, in fact, I think, in Dublin, really, in the sense of space.
And do you try to outreach into the community to get them involved?
Yeah, what we did was, yeah, we produced 2,500 copies of a local newsletter and distributed it in the kind of week before the book fair, door to door. So hopefully, I think actually from that does seem to have dragged at least some people in who come across it, which I think is pretty good.
So you travelled over from North America to talk about anarchism. Tell me about your trip.
It's been really good. I've been wanting to come to Ireland for a while, and the Working Solidarity Movement has been a group that I've been following for a couple of years, and they've been really influential in the politics in EFAC. So it's good to come over here. I'm very excited about the scene here. It seems like it's kind of a new and growing movement here, which is really exciting, and I think it's mirroring a lot of what we're seeing in other parts of the world. It's starting to happen a lot, where anarchism is starting to take over a lot of the room left by the failure of Marxism, I think. So that's pretty exciting. So it's good. I'm glad. I think the talk I did here was well received, and it's good to see that people are, you know, on the same page in a lot of politics worldwide, and kind of a lot of people. It's interesting that a lot of people are coming to the same conclusions independently in different parts of the world. So that's pretty cool. So I've had a great time so far. Yeah.
So do you want to tell me a bit about what you guys are doing back here?
We're serving dinner, and we're serving kind of Indian style food today. It's like a rice and pea dish and a chur dal with parsnips and carrots in it, and some fried vegetables and some salad. It's pretty nice and excited about it.
How many people are you serving?
I'm not sure actually which one I counted. I am imagining it looks like around about somewhere between 50 and 100, but it's hard to say. Like, yeah, about 100 maybe.
And voluntary labour, yeah?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's fun also. It's not, I don't see it as labour, it's just fun. Yeah.